Tong Wong teaches economics at State and is an advanced production specialist with SDSU Extension. She says many producers in the region utilize continuous grazing, where cattle are allowed to graze on all of the pasture land. Another form is called extensive rotational grazing, where the land is usually divided into four parts. Wong says management-intensive grazing takes that a step further.
We have more paddocks, usually 20 paddocks, and the grazing period is very short. So it varies between 1 to 7 days. After grazing, the paddock is left to a long recovery period of maybe 60 to 90 days, depending on the weather conditions.
Wong says management-intensive grazing has been shown to reduce forage costs and help grasslands recover in drought conditions. But she says the low adoption rate points to misconceptions about the practice. Wong says the study wants to address those and also examine the economic changes when producers go from continuous to management-intensive grazing.
How has your cost been changing? What's the initial cost? What is the, afterwards, everyday cost has been changing after you adopt this practice? And what do you observe, any stocking rate increase, or do you observe any types of the soil benefits or the grass productivity or the reduced forage purchase?
Wong says one drawback is a high initial cost of starting management-intensive grazing. She hopes the study can help governments consider giving incentives to producers who want to use this method. The study will take place over a 3-year period and include thousands of ranchers from North Dakota, South Dakota, and Texas. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeremy Ludeman.